BBC Radio Nottingham.
So, across this weekend, plenty of sporting action. What with Sport Relief Mile on Sunday and the build-up to the footballing weekend in pre-match tonight from 6. Sunday also sees the British Indoor Rowing Championships at the University of Nottingham. And one man who knows all about the event is Greg Searle. You'll remember him winning Olympic gold in Barcelona in 1992. And now he's setting his sights on London 2012. Greg, hello to you.
Hello there.
Well, I'll come back in just a moment, but looking at the indoor championships in Nottingham, how big an event is this?
It's a fantastic event because you have everyone on these indoor rowing machines, the Concept 2, that I'm sure people have seen in the gym, and you get everyday regular people can come along and have a go and compare their time to the Olympic champions and the people like myself racing over 2,000 metres, which is the Olympic distance, and getting an idea of where they're at and how fit they are and just how much pain we put ourselves through, I guess.
So if you go to the gym with somebody who's always boasting about how good they are on the rowing machine, take him along to this tomorrow. That'll maybe put them in their place a little bit.
That's absolutely it, yeah. I mean, most people who go to the gym who are quite fit will do a good score, but they'll actually realise that's probably quite a good score for a woman. And then they need to really step it on a bit if they're going to compare themselves to what the Olympic blokes are doing.
Now, the event the weekend incorporates the Euro Open, so it is a prestigious event in the rowing world, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great event in the calendar. It's been going on for 21 years, which pretty much spans my whole career. And using that Concept 2 machine, what it's able to do is it gives you an absolutely specific set score for how quickly you can do the time. And so people can come from all over Europe, and they know pretty much what their personal best is, and they can pit themselves against each other in this competition. So it's one of those things which is just a really consistent kind of measure of your fitness, and everyone can compare themselves. And like you say, yeah, it's going to be a massive event on the weekend.
And you're hoping to be at the Olympics this year, aged 40. Much changed in the 21 years of your rowing?
Yeah, a fair bit's changed, to be fair. I turned 40 on Tuesday this week. So yeah, I was 20 when I won a gold medal in 92. The aim is to do it at 40 this time. The big thing that's changed probably is how now all the athletes in the Great Britain team, whatever sport, are so well supported, mainly really actually thanks to the National Lottery, that we're able to be more or less full-time athletes. Whereas when I did it before, I was a guy who had a job or a student, and then I did rowing as my sort of leisure part-time activity. Now we're pretty much full-time dedicated to it. We rest up much better. We're much more better supported, much more sort of scientific in our approach, and that's why I think you'll see our team doing better in London than we did way back in 92 and 96.
But given the physical exertion that the sport of rowing involves, how come older people, yourself, Greg Searle, now 40, and others I can think of, Redgrave and Pinsent, doing very well in later years? How come age doesn't seem to be a barrier in the rowing world?
Yeah, I think the thing with rowing is that we don't get beaten up the way that rugby players or footballers do in terms of those sort of changes of direction and what have you.
And of course you have a chance to sit down through most of it as well.
We do get to sit down, and I have been doing my stretching exercises that the physio has given me for my back, but I think if you look after it well and you train it properly, then you know you can look after your body, and I think rowing is a great sport, which is why I think these machines are so popular in gyms, because you can get on them and you can still do a good training session, you can still be competitive, you can still work out your scores. And in fact, in this tournament at the weekend, at the indoor championships, there'll be all the age groups racing. I think there'll be people certainly in their 60s, probably even in their 70s, still able to compete on a rowing machine. I'm not sure if I'll be doing that when I'm that age, but it's a good sport in that way.
Well, they do say old rowers never die, they just lose sight of their rollocks, I think. Tell us more quickly.
That hasn't happened to me yet.
Before I get in any more hot water, tell us more about the event, whereabouts. It's at the University of Nottingham. People can just turn up to watch, can they?
That's right, yeah, people can turn up to watch. Hopefully there'll be a lot of rowers everywhere, but hopefully they'll set it up and there'll be good screens, so you'll be able to actually see the rowing machines in front of you with the people on them. You can get right up close and see the the gritting of teeth and the sweat bursting out of their forehead, and then there'll be a big screen up, and each rowing machine will be represented by a little boat on the screen, so you can actually see the boats move across the screen as the rowers move down the course. So you get hopefully a good perception of who's kind of winning and whether all that effort is actually being turned into speed on the machine.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun weekend and a useful one for you as well, Greg, in your quest for gold in 2012's Olympics. So thank you for joining us this evening.
And great, thanks for having me on.
Have a great time at the University of Nottingham this weekend with the British Indoor Rowing Championships going on there.